Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The so-called three-strike sentencing bill that would eliminate parole for three-time violent offenders in the state is back before Governor Patrick. The governor had tried to amend the measure to allow for judicial discretion, but lawmakers overwhelmingly rejected that idea. The crime bill is one of several major issues at issue on Beacon Hill today. On this, the last day of the legislative session, other issues include jobs and health care cost control. First now, we report on the crime bill. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis has the latest on the tussle in what's become a test of will between the governor and the legislature.
It all started when the Joint Committee on the Judiciary released its version of a crime bill that had been 10 years in the making. The compromise from House and Senate negotiators did many of the things Governor Patrick wanted. It reduced certain mandatory minimum sentences for drug offenders and narrowed what's considered the school zone for drug crimes. But when it came to eliminating parole for repeat violent offenders, the governor said the bill was too aggressive. So he sent it back to lawmakers, recommending an amendment. He asked that judges be allowed to use their discretion to grant parole after someone has served two-thirds of the maximum sentence or 25 years of a life sentence. House members were incredulous yesterday when they took up the amendment.
What today is about,
Representative Bradford Hill of Ipswich,
is looking at an amendment that was returned by the governor that, in my view, guts the intent of the habitual offender piece of this bill. It guts it.
The problem with relying on judicial discretion,
Representative Christopher Fallon of Malden,
is that judges have no accountability to the constituency.
Some House members also argued that safety valves are already built into the system. For example, someone who feels like they've been wrongly accused on the third strike can appeal to a higher court, suggested one representative. And Representative Daniel Linsky from Natick said Patrick can exercise his own discretion.
A governor has two other extraordinary powers already. He has the power to pardon. He has the power to commute a sentence. A sentence commutation means to take a sentence and to make it shorter. The governor already has that power.
Only two House lawmakers spoke in favor of Patrick's amendment. Both are members of the Black and Latino Caucus and represent urban communities. They said the sentencing change would disproportionately affect their constituents. Representative Benjamin Swan from Springfield said lawmakers have been influenced by tragic stories attached to the three strikes provision. Most recently, the story of a Woburn police officer who was killed by a multiple offender who was out on parole.
Sometime we become emotionally involved because a little pressure from the media, a little pressure from the Herald or one of the radio commentators, and we seem to forget about how best to make law.
But lawmakers said they'd been working on this bill for years and weren't acting from emotion. The Senate also rejected the governor's amendment without debate. Now it's Patrick's move. He might be unwilling to veto a bill that took months to develop and includes many elements he supports. So he might sign it and hope that lawmakers keep their promise to revisit the legislation next session. But if he does kill this three-strikes bill, it probably won't stay dead. Even though the formal legislative session comes to an end tonight, if lawmakers want it badly enough, they could call a special session to override his veto. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis at the State House.